Tonight, I want to introduce to you something very deeper. And I'll be sharing with you on grace. I've been praying and I discovered that so many people are still living in labor. There are people who are still living in struggling. What your effort cannot do, grace can do it. What you're working hard cannot do, grace can do it. Unfortunately, so many people have got less knowledge on the topic of grace. I'm going to take you into a journey on grace so you to understand, so you can put grace at work. Do you know grace can be shared? Grace can be distributed. Do you know grace can be carried? Do you know grace can rest upon a person? And do you know grace can be given? Grace can be a gift. And the grace can become a switch, an on switch. It's like you have electricity in this room. What makes this electricity to be on? And it means someone went and switched on. Grace is a switcher. Certain things can happen on a person because of grace. Grace is not received once and forever. Grace has got different categories and types. There is grace that comes upon a person and stays. And that's the grace which is of salvation. We won't share that tonight. But there are other graces, different levels of graces, which most people bypass. Do you know most Christians today are living in the Old Testament? They think God is a God of the Old Testament. You must understand that in the New Testament, Jesus Christ brought a new law. And the new law is grace. Say grace. He brought a new law. Now, to take you to your understanding and information, I would like to take a little bit on how did the law come. So we find out the scripture from the days of Adam, there was no law. The days of Abraham, there was no law. Do you understand? And then there are different types of laws in the Bible. There's the law of Moses. You understand? And then, which are known as the commandments of Moses. And then there are commandments of the people of Israel. And then there are commandments of God. So when you read the Bible, you find different commandments, which are the different laws. Now, these laws came in by Moses. But before Moses, God was there. There was Abraham. Now, only that, the things that came with Moses became a law by Moses. But that does not mean that before Moses, those things were not there. For example, tithe, giving of tithe, it came as a law with Moses. Am I talking to you? But that does not mean that if you're giving tithe, you're giving it under the law of Moses. Because before Moses put it as a law, tithe was already there. So Abraham gave tithe, Isaac gave tithe, and of course Jacob gave tithe. Am I speaking to you? So where were they operating from? And at what basis were they operating from? There was no law. So when Moses came in and brought in the law, then that became an issue. So Jesus Christ came in. When Jesus Christ came, he introduced grace. Because in those days, after Moses put up a law, it changed. You needed to work hard for you to be holy and to be righteous because of Moses' law. But before Moses, Abraham was not working so hard in order to meet God. God would meet Abraham. God would just appear and meet Jacob without Jacob praying the whole night. When the law came, it became different. It was man seeking God and not God seeking man. Jesus brought in a new law and he said, I have come to seek. So this is the same that which was happening in the days of Abraham before Moses, when God was looking for man, not man looking for God. Am I speaking to you? So God looked for you. After Jesus' death and resurrection, God looked for me and he found me. That's what's called grace. You didn't do anything. He found you and he saved you. And sometimes people do not know the weight of the grace they carry. That out of the billions and billions of people in the world, God looked for you. You didn't look for him. He found you. And that is grace. Now, somebody say, I'm here. And some of us, he even found us when we were children. That when I am sitting down and looking back and I begin to say, what was God seeing in that young man? Somebody say, I was saved by grace. We'll talk about that later on. But tonight, I want you to hear this. So, grace has the capacity of changing a person. So God looked for you. He found you. Now, let's put that aside. Let's go ahead. So when God saves you, what happens is that God now moves to another level of with the same grace, where grace now begins to work, and grace can differentiate us. Most people think grace, when we are saved, the saving grace is the same. The same grace that saved you is the same grace that saved her. It is the same grace that saved her. But trust you me, the grace working on her is not the same grace working on her. And it's not the same that is working on her. So in Romans 12, verse 3. The Bible says it in this way. Let's read it.
For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith.
Okay, so if I say through the grace given to me. Now, we are finding something here that grace, according to Paul, grace did not just save him, but grace became an enabler of speech. You didn't hear that one. Grace can become what? An enabler of speech. The Bible said, for I say through grace. Now imagine you are saying things in an office through your own words. Another person is saying words through grace. You are different. Hey, I'm trying to talk to somebody. Imagine you're trying to sell a product through grace. Another one is selling it through their words. So grace, here he's not talking about the grace that saved him. He's talking about a different dimension of grace, which is known as the grace as the divine mark. Now, say with me, grace as a divine mark. This one, it is a different level of grace. And I want to talk to somebody here. We will look at the levels of grace or layers of grace as we go. But tonight, let me take you quickly into this mark. When you are marked by grace, this is different. Your words, even your words, you speak through grace. Not with grace, through. The reason why people apply for tenders and they get rejected, apply for jobs, they don't get them. They wonder, they've been praying over it and nothing is happening. They do ministry and ministry resists them. They feel they're being resisted in the ministry. It is because they do not understand that there are things you say through grace. I can be on pulpit here and I can be speaking. I'm trying to talk to somebody. The moment I speak just as a prophet, it's going to be different. But trust me, I don't just talk as a prophet. I am a prophet, but I speak through grace. Paul was an apostle anointed by God, very powerful. But he did not abandon grace. When he's speaking, he was speaking through grace. So grace, my God, somebody say a divine enabler. So can you imagine this, that you want to do something and you're praying for something and you're doing it through grace. So what is grace? We have not yet defined it. Now we're going to see something very important tonight, where I'll be sharing on grace as a divine on switch. There are things in you which cannot work, even if God gave them to you. It will require grace to switch them on. Do you know that people who carry grace can go to the grave without actually having that grace function? There are many who are dead today. Grace remained quiet. And it was supposed to work. Do you know that there were two men in the same prison, and one was killed, same Herod, same guards, same people, and one walked out? Grace is different. What is squeezing you right now, and you are failing to come out, someone will come out the same problem. And the difference is grace, putting grace at work. We are going to put this grace at work such that what you are failing to achieve, you will achieve it. Not by your physical ability, but by divine efficiency. Say with me, in the mighty name of Jesus, from now, I speak through grace. I pray through grace. I do through grace. I work through grace. Here is the truth that I want you to remember all the times as you go. The scripture says, my God, I love this. Always remember, it takes grace to be empowered. Grace to be what? Distinguished. You become different. Grace will separate you. The Bible says, for there was nobody better, wiser, more than Daniel. He was 10 times better. Grace will separate you. Now, I want us to read this scripture. Ephesians chapter 1, 19 to 20.
And what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe? According to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places.
By the same grace, it's the same grace that I want us to talk about, that raised Jesus from the dead and seated him what?
At the right hand.
In 1 Corinthians 12, verse 4 to 11,
there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills.
Now, and all those gifts that are mentioned there, that are listed there, the Bible says they are given by the Spirit. But when you check that word Spirit there, is the word charis, which gives us the word charismata or charisma. And they are known as the charismatic gifts, healing, prophecy. Are you getting this? And healing there has got two types of healing. There is the physical healing and the spiritual healing, which is deliverance, which is being spiritual, right? Deliverance, all these casting out spirits. I'm sharing this message to you because by now, do not just pray and know God. You're supposed now to go out and cast out evils. There are evils in your families you must remove. There are sicknesses you must cast out. And the Bible says, now I want you to hear this. The Bible says they are given. And when you read this Bible, it talks about the charis or charisma. Now these gifts that are mentioned here, they are charisma gifts or charismata. Prophecy, healing, tongues. Do you understand? But now, get this information. The Bible says they are given by the Spirit as he wishes. And I've mentioned this word to you, that the word Spirit there is the word charis, which is the same word grace. Now, please, I want you to get this message. That according to Scripture, the gifts which are given in you, for them to work, I know you're looking for deliverance. You want a certain spirit to come out or a problem to be changed. The Bible is not saying that God will leave heaven and remove it. He says there are gifts in you. By those gifts, evils will come out. By those gifts, healings will happen. By those gifts, what you are believing for, knowledge will come. Wisdom will come by the gifts. But the Bible says by the Spirit, meaning it takes grace for that which is in you to be activated. Do you know how many people we have right now and have got grace, but they're not making use of it? Grace is supposed to stir what is inside of you. There are people here, and some are watching me. If they can just say in the name of Jesus Christ, I command this spirit to be out of my auntie, the spirit will come out. But listen, it does not just happen by faith. No, it is not just by faith that thing has to happen. It takes grace to activate you to a level whereby your prayer operates through a gift. So there are two types of prayers. Prayers that comes out of your spirit or your heart, and the prayers that operate from a gift. Do you know your gift? Now, do you know your gift? That's the problem. Now, you can't know if the grace is not making that gift manifest, because it takes grace to make the gift manifest. Am I speaking to you? It takes what? Grace to make that gift manifest. Some of you have got gifts. If you read the Bible there, there is knowledge, there is wisdom, and some of you, all you need is wisdom to solve that situation, to carry that project to happen. All you need is wisdom. But that wisdom to manifest, you need grace. It won't just manifest. That knowledge. The Bible says, and the disciples of Jesus, who never went to school, the Bible says, like Peter, the Bible says, people marveled how knowledgeable he was. Am I talking to you? And they said he never went to university. Where is he getting this type of wisdom? Where is he getting this knowledge? The Bible says they remembered that, oh, he was with Jesus. So there is a particular grace. Say with me, I activate the grace.
Activate the grace.
For you to understand it better, can I show you something? Can I show you something?
Yes.
Now, we have seen the charis or the charismata. But what differentiates them? It is grace again. In Romans 12, verse 6, the Bible reads,
having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us.
Okay, so what makes gifts to differ?
Grace.
Grace. Now imagine you are praying from you, from your heart. And imagine then you change. Grace begin to make the gifts in you manifest. Now imagine you change. You stop praying from your heart. You start praying from your gift. I saw a prophet who was praying from his faith. I said, stop it. I said, start praying from your gift. I have seen pastors praying from their heart and their faith. In the name of Jesus, I pray. I said, stop praying from your. I said, pray from your gift. It's different. When the gift is, it is what it is. It came to do that for you. So why are you doing? Oh, I don't know why you say it. Why are you praying on your own while God has given you something to be an enabler to help you? So grace will switch on that gift. The reason why you don't know it is because grace has not switched it on. So you don't know your gift yet. I'm not talking to somebody. Somebody say, may grace activate it. Say,
by grace,
the gifts in me will manifest. Your nightmare must be, I want the gift of God to manifest in me. Because you will no longer pray from yourself. You will pray from the gift. Somebody say, I will pray from charismata. So when I stand like this, so if I pray like me, if I pray like Shepherd Bushiri, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. It's powerful. I promise you. I can even use all my faith. But in the spirit, it's not about faith. It's about grace. You can have so much faith and go nowhere. Someone with grace, just a little faith, a miracle is happening. But that gift to be there, you need what? Grace. Am I talking to somebody? So I can pray like me, like Shepherd Bushiri. Father, in the name of Jesus, I can even hit myself. I can even be in fasting. Oh Lord. And then I can also pray as prophet. If I pray from my gift, it has changed everything because it's no longer me praying. It is the spiritual speaking, the divine ornament that has been put upon me doing it. So some pray from themselves and some operate from the gift. Now, can we go ahead? So the Bible says, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If you prophesy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. In verse 7, let's continue to see the gifts. Our ministry, let us use it in our ministering. Verse 8, exhortation. God can give you a gift of exhortation. What is that? You are able to uplift others, to lift up others, to exhort others. There are people who have got the gift of lifting up others. Imagine you have got that gift in you. Wherever things are, people are down or they are trying to give up, you want to encourage them. Now imagine you have that gift. And you know it, that me, I like speaking to people, encouraging people, and you know it. But guess what? When you're in trouble, you pray as you and not from the gift. And now, the Bible says, am I talking to somebody here? Unfortunately, lack of knowledge does not give you permission to stand in the kingdom. Just because you didn't hear about Jesus does not mean then that you're going to go to heaven. The Bible says, continue reading. He who gives. Now, so there is a gift of what? Giving. He who leads, there's a gift of what? Leadership. He who shows mercy, there's a gift of what?
Mercy.
In verse 9, let love be without what? Hypocrisy. Now, whenever you are hearing this, these are extra gifts. In 1 Corinthians 12, we saw other gifts. Here, other gifts are extending. We see the gift of giving. Now, imagine you've got the gift of giving, but when you are praying, you pray as you. You are praying for financial breakthrough, but you are praying from your heart. Father, Lord, I pray, open the doors. Let my breakthrough open. Yet you are a giver. Pray from your gift. There's a huge difference. So already the problem is, it's you who's praying, yet God gave you a gift. And it is, so why did God give you a gift? That gift is not just in you to be giving. That gift, it's also there to invite money so you can give. So how would it invite it? So it helps you, the gift will help you. But what differentiates, what brings it? It is grace. In 2 Corinthians 3, verse 5 to 6.
Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God.
Okay. It says what? It says, not that we are sufficient. The word sufficient there is the word hikanos, which means qualified. Now, imagine the Bible saying, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our qualification is from God. Now, what is he saying? He's saying that there is something in us that qualifies us. I know we've been praying, Lord, I know people pray. But there are certain things that I want you to understand here. The Bible says that you need divine qualifications. Say with me, divine qualifications. And it is grace. Paul says, not that we are sufficient. Not that we are able to do it ourselves. But he says our sufficiency, our ability is of God. What if I can tell you that there are certain things right now you don't qualify to have them, but grace can make you have those things? What if I tell you right now, with the money you have, with the level of intelligence you are, or whatever is happening around you, you do not qualify to live in certain buildings. But what if I tell you that grace can qualify you? So if grace is able to qualify us on certain things, then why don't we pray for grace? Why don't we pray for things and prayer points that really matter? I was distinct by grace. I am qualified by grace. Differentiated by grace. Enabled by grace. My ability is by grace. What I could not do, grace did it for me. The doors I never thought I would open, grace opened them. Because grace is a divine enabler. If you're praying for anything and looks so difficult, activate grace. Grace will make things which you cannot achieve become achievable. Not by your ability, but by the ability of grace. Somebody shout grace. So I speak grace in my house. Grace over my career. Grace over my qualifications. Grace over my calling. Grace over my ministry. Grace around me. In the name of Jesus. In Exodus 4 verse 10, we see that Moses didn't have the ability to speak.
Then Moses said to the Lord, "Oh my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither before nor since you have spoken to your servant, but I am slow of speech and slow of tongue."
Verse 11.
So the Lord said to him, "Who has made man's mouth? Or who makes the mute, the deaf, the seeing, or the blind? Have not I, the Lord?
Yeah,
now therefore go, I'll be with you. I'll be with your mouth and teach you what you shall say."
Now, do you understand what Paul is saying? I speak through what? Grace. And God says, I'll be with your mouth. Have you ever thought where God is with somebody's mouth? No, read it again, that part. People don't understand this part. I know. Some of you don't understand. God says, I'll be with you. That's another story. But being with your mouth is also another story. Then Paul says, through grace, I say unto you. Go ahead and read again.
Now therefore, go, and I will be with your mouth and teach you what you shall say.
Somebody said, receive this level. This is not just when you have grace waking upon you, like I'm saved by grace. No. This is when now, even your mouth is full of grace. So when you look at the gifts which God is mentioning here, they are gifts of speech. Tongues, you speak them, don't you? Now, I want to ask you a question. Tongues, you speak them, don't you?
Yes.
Prophecy, we speak it, don't we?
Yes.
Wisdom, we speak it, don't we?
Yes.
Knowledge, we speak it, don't we?
Yes.
Now, why are these gifts of speech? So why, when you are praying, why don't you use the gift that is in you to make a prayer? I want you to touch your chest and say these words: I have the gift of God in me. I pray by the grace. Every gift in me from the Lord, it will start manifesting. And my mouth is being filled with grace. In 1 Corinthians 1, verse 27 to 29, can you read it?
But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised, God has chosen. And the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are.
You see how grace works? God has chosen the weak things, the foolish things, in order to show off that it's not by your strength, it's by his strength. And that's the definition of grace. I understand some of you right now, you have got no money, things are so hard. The Bible says that's where grace is not sufficient. Grace is revealed when things seem to be tough. Grace is revealed when a sickness hits you so hard. Grace is revealed when all doors seem to shut. That's what the Bible says. God has chosen the despised. God has chosen the lowly so that he can exalt them. It is by grace that qualifies you. And I speak in the mighty name of Jesus that grace will begin to work around you. Not only shall grace save you alone, but grace also shall speak through your mouth. Grace shall speak through your mouth. Grace shall go ahead of you. Grace shall work within you. Grace shall work for you. Grace shall lift you up. Somebody shout, I receive the grace.
Let
me remind you as I conclude that grace can switch on what is inside of you. Some a son of God. A manifested son.
The exalted son.
enthroned son. In Ephesians chapter 3 verse 7. See what grace is able to do. Now, this is not saving a person, but hear what it does.
Of which I became a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given to me by the effective working of his power.
I became a what? By what? What switched him to be a minister? Please, I want you to say louder and with strength and energy. Let's go back to the scripture. I became what?
Of which I became a minister.
Can you answer a question? I became what?
A minister.
According to the gift of what? Now imagine that someone became something by grace. One became a minister by grace. One became healed by grace. One can become rich by grace. One can become delivered by grace. One can become healed by grace. I became a minister by grace. According to the effective working of his power. So grace can take you to become, oh my God, I'm trying to talk to somebody. Somebody say, let grace change me. But you see what? Until today, people are still praying like in the Old Testament in the days of Moses. Father, Lord, I pray. Almighty Father, God, I pray that you send this on me. Oh, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name. I want to let this become, let this happen. The Bible says, by grace, I became a minister. Not by fasting, not by prayer. By what? Grace. Are you telling me, Paul, the way Paul was? Killing people. Paul was killing people. Are you telling me effort could have made him become a minister? There are things that you are going to become this year. And I declare this as a prophet. There are levels and dimensions you are going to become this year. And these things will happen by grace. People will look at you and say, how did this thing happen? And you shall say, it was not my ability. It is by grace.